Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the third hour of our Happy New Year and ending the 12 days of Christmas edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the fastest way to pull up the stream is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days, and that's where you'll find the wonderful sound attunement for good luck and prosperity and all the wonderful stuff in the new year that Jude did. Search Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and you can watch it there. It is the first Sunday of January, and often we've kind of put the jingle cats to bed by this time for the rest of the year until holiday season. But, you know, I love them, and Nathan loves them now just as much as I do, so we milk it as much as we can. Nathan came up with a great reason why we didn't have to stop the jingle cats quite yet in their holiday music, and that's because we are still within the 12 days of Christmas. So, of course, it makes sense to keep playing the jingle cats, and the last day, the 12th day of Christmas, is tomorrow. And what happened on the 12th day of Christmas, Nathan?
That is when the three wise men came to visit Jesus, bringing him the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and also some will celebrate the baptism of Jesus as well. And that represents the unity across the nations of when the three wise men came to visit and followed the star to see Jesus.
And of course, wouldn't you know, the Jingle Cats does a wonderful version of We Three Kings of Orient Are, and that's what we played for you. And so, unfortunately, Nathan, that's the last holiday tune we get to hear from the Jingle Cats for this year until we roll around to the end of this year. And of course, the holiday season doesn't start here until Thanksgiving. Okay. We don't start in July or October. Thanksgiving begins the holiday season. Yeah. So there you go. After that, we will get out the jingle cats and dogs. Otherwise, they'll be here for current events. So anyway, I hope you've enjoyed them. And of course, we'll have our last holiday bumpers for the rest of this hour. But then we have to say bye-bye for till the end of the year anyway. But they sure have been great. So that means it's time to get back to shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And I think doing a great amount of help for our animal friends. And I think the most knowledgeable people about animals on the planet. And I think that these two, I don't think they sleep. They might not even eat. They just research animal stuff all the time, 24/7, 365. And every time I ask them, what are you doing? Working. What are you doing? Working. What are you doing? Working. Well, wouldn't you know, I caught them not working yesterday. They were out to dinner when I emailed them. Out to dinner with friends. All right, yeah. So I hope you had a really good time. Anyway, joining us as usual now from animals24-7.org, Merritt and Beth Clifton. Good morning and Happy New Year, you two.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you in this 2025? What's going on over on Whidbey Island?
Deep fog.
I saw in the weather last night that fog was coming in later in the week, but it's already on Whidbey Island, huh?
Yeah. Like I say, we can see across the street and that's it.
Wow. Wow. I didn't really know. I'm not fogged up, but it's supposed to be being dry today. And I was hoping for that so I can get my Sunday's chores done. I'll tell you, last Sunday, it rained and it rained and it rained all day long here. I almost bailed on my Sunday poop scooping chores. It was raining so hard, but I finally decided I'll wait to do that last thing and put on a raincoat and get wet. So I did. But my roof is still dripping, Nathan. And so that means it must still be misting around here.
Yeah, I don't think the same way out here.
Is it?
All right. Really kind of almost like a little bit of a fog, but just mistier looking through.
Yeah, I don't have any fog going on, but my roof is dripping, but I can't see rain. So it must mean it's just misty out there. Well, that's better than last week, so I guess it's improved. Now, let's get to the animal world of, we could do just a titch of follow-up, because I just did at the end of the last hour. But last week, because we were on, we did a special show to end the year with Merritt and Beth last week. And that, man, that was kind of fun to compile all the statistics and all the top stories, animal stories of 2024. If you didn't get to hear that show last week, you can go to marthanorwalk.com, click on the audio archives, and you could listen to last week's show and hear all of that. But we also kind of did a little report on the avian bird flu, you know, the raw cat food and stuff. And I haven't been able to come up with any more answers. I mean, I got a lot out of the local law food companies and all that sort of thing. But apparently there's a lot that's not known here. And but have you guys got any new information on the bird flu or anything?
Well, the cat food recalls have expanded all across the country. And it's especially recalls of raw cat food,
right?
Unpasteurized. Nobody knows where it's going to stop. We know that it's gathered momentum, and we've been warning actually for years now that H5N1 has the potential to be a lot worse than COVID was.
So you mean that this bird flu could be worse on a pandemic level for humans than COVID?
Absolutely.
Wow.
We've got so many domestic chickens. We've got so many people eat chickens, eat eggs, and we have quite a lot of waterfowl flying overhead. And three major flyways cross North America, and they happen to coincide with the three largest population areas, East Coast, West Coast, and right straight down the Mississippi Valley. So we potentially have very high exposure to H5N1 that we really can't do anything about, except, of course, not eating chickens and not eating eggs.
Drinking raw milk.
Yeah, and drinking raw milk, that's another potential major incubator, because pasteurization kills the virus.
Right, right. Even though there is a case to be made for some people and raw milk, it's just not a good thing to be doing right now, for sure. I know I have a friend that I'm always reminded of, people that have extreme sensitivities, especially with food and allergies and all that sort of stuff. Many of them are not able to handle a lot of what goes on in our processing. And pasteurization is something that can bother people. And my sensitive friend can't drink pasteurized milk. The only milk that she can drink is safely raw milk. But now she can't have raw milk either, because, you know, she doesn't have, you know, she's not any more protected against the bird flu than we are. So that's out for her at this point. Also the genetic manipulation and stuff, the GMOs, she can't eat anything with that sort of thing. So there are some people that can't follow, you know, the great guidelines. And another example she would be is of with vaccines. Which, of course, you know, I was the first in line for the COVID vaccine, and I'm, you know, got my booster as soon as I could and all of that. Well, my friend can't have any kind of vaccines or they'd kill her. You know, that's how sensitive it's, and it's a leftover a birth defect. But there are some people that, you know, are affected. But for the vast majority of us, it's real important to listen up to this. And it isn't like the only exposure you'll get is from raw animal food or unpasteurized stuff.
Well, this is the very...
Birds are everywhere, right?
Well, the very scary thing about H5N1 crossing over into cats is there's a cat in roughly half of all U.S. households. And if you get something that can cross over from birds to mammals, it's a pretty short jump from cats to people.
Yeah, yeah. And from what I understand, the virus seems to be very serious for cats, and it's killing a lot of cats. I'd also think haven't there have been human cases of this H5N1, haven't there?
Yes, we know of at least 64,
64 cases. Okay.
63 in dairy farm workers. One put the guy into critical condition, not sure if he's even still alive, a poultry farm worker. And poultry are raised in these giant sheds that are completely enclosed. They don't have direct exposure to wild birds, normally speaking, but the workers, many poultry farm workers are also engaged in cockfighting on the weekends. And cockfighting turned out to be the major mechanism for spreading H5N1 back in 2003 in Thailand
Wow.
and Indonesia, where
Wow.
between those and Vietnam, among those nations, it killed more than 450 people.
Wow.
So this is one of the major reasons why in the new Congress, which was just inaugurated on Friday, we hope that they will finally pass a bill called the Fight Act, which would expand the authority to prosecute cockfighting in two different directions. One is it would expand the federal authority, and the other is it would make possible for private humane societies to bring a lawsuit, a civil action, in instances where the local county sheriff and elected judge and so forth refused to prosecute these cases. And that really came to light just this last week in Oklahoma, where we have a local judge who threw out dozens of cockfighting cases, basically as a present to some of the local good old boys who supported him in the election. We have this going on all the time along the Appalachian Ridge and in Oklahoma, the other places that are cockfighting hotbeds.
Law enforcement refusing to do their job and get warrants and
Yeah, we actually have
you know,
some.
I mean, one would think, you know, as long as we've been on this planet and as advanced a society as we're supposed to be, one would have thought we would have eradicated cockfighting and dogfighting a long time ago. But oh no, it's still going on. And like you said, it's kind of a good old boys thing. But this Fight Act, do you really think? Because when you were saying, I'm hoping this Congress will pass the Fight Act, do you really think there's any chance of that with a Republican-controlled Congress? And they're not big on regulations and controlling any of this stuff. In fact, most of them are in the pockets of the good old boy stuff.
Well, it's a two-way street there. On the one hand, the red states, which are the Republican states, mostly in the Midwest, mostly in the South, and you can pretty well expect them to oppose the Fight Act, except for one thing. Most of the law enforcement agencies, more than 750 law enforcement agencies, lined up behind the Fight Act in the last Congress. So to them, it's a crossover issue where they're concerned with the drugs, the guns. Cockfighting is more closely associated with murder than practically any other pastime, certainly more than any other sport, and
Wow.
with the drug trafficking coming across the border from Mexico. So there's that connection with stopping immigration. We think that probably the border states will line up with law enforcement, and the Republicans like to be the law and order party.
Well,
And
they used to.
the Democrats actually have a very poor record against cockfighting. The Republicans
Oh,
actually,
do.
yeah, the Republicans have actually had a better record against cockfighting.
Really?
Oh, it was John Boozman, a Republican senator from Arkansas, who kept the Fight Act from passing in the last days of the 118th Congress. And he's still there. He's Stabenow, who is the Michigan senator who pushed very hard for it, is no longer there. She retired at the end of the last Congress. It could go either way.
All
And
right. So it's called the Fight Act. So that's what we want to pay attention to. The other thing that really concerns me is that if what you say is true, you know, that you said that the bird flu, the H5N1, you feel has the potential of being worse than COVID.
This is something very important I forgot to mention.
Yeah.
Poultry industry, the commercial poultry industry, the Tysons and Purdue's and all those companies, they are also in favor of the Fight Act because they have already lost many millions of birds to outbreaks of H5N1 over the last 2 years. That's money out of their pockets. And they can replace
them. Well, and the cockfighting, you said that's often a big spreader. Is that because of them shipping roosters all over the place for fighting? That's where the spread comes from?
Right, from moving the roosters around, and then the workers get little flecks of dung and other virus.
Okay, and the people that handle the roosters and work with them, they're spreading it too.
And then they go into barns, and the barns are actually very secure, except against the workers. And if you get an infected worker, this is how it's moving through dairy cattle. It's infected workers are infecting the cattle.
Wow. Wow. Okay. Well, my big concern would be when you said it could be worse than COVID is that prior to COVID, we were really getting a pretty good system going to control these kind of viruses. And you said we did it with Ebola and all that sort of thing. And then the experts back in the beginning, in the COVID period, said if we had done as a country what we had in place and knew how to do early on, we could prevented a lot of the deaths and everything that happened.
Right.
Well,
Trump dismantled in his first term. He dismantled the virus detection and response system.
Right. That's what I'm going to say. But my concern now is one would have thought we would have learned the lesson and we would have improved everything that we had. It would be even better now so that the next time a virus hits like this, man, we'd get it right away. But that didn't happen. Like you said, the Trump administration, they disbanded the offices and everything that was set up and all of that. And now, if you listen to the news, it's like, we don't have anything in place to do this. Another virus, and we got half the country that has been conned into not believing in science or vaccines or that we can or should or do anything about this. I'm real concerned, but if you guys are like me, I still have and I maintain a great supply of gloves and masks and sanitizer. And y'all, I got it all ready to go in my car, in my house, with me. And if there's a hint of any of this, I'm going to practice good, safe protocol. And I think we all have to be prepared to take care of ourselves because it isn't going to happen from the powers that be that are coming in.
Doesn't go near the chickens without wearing plastic gloves.
Oh, okay. So you're protecting yourself, Beth, when you're dealing with your chickens.
Good. I'm more trying to protect Merritt than myself, but yes.
Yeah, but it's true. If you have chickens and so forth, and birds, it really would be wise to be careful in what you're doing because I don't think could a flock of say at home chickens like your chickens could they if they got H5N1, you might not know it for a while. All right, sort of thing. So you just have to take good common sense protocols to protect yourself if you have birds that you care for. And so you're wearing gloves. Do you wear a mask when you're doing it, Beth? Gloves are the important thing?
Right, and I take my shoes. What I'd like to do is also what you can do is have like this disinfectant bath that you step into before you go in to your house, and that's something I've been thinking about. But I my shoes come off and they're placed on top of the dryer so they don't come in the house. And even though I'm wearing gloves, I still go wash my hands. Sometimes I'll even change my shirt. Depends on how deep in bird poop I got.
All right. So right now we basically have to take care of ourselves and be wise. To prevent and avoid. All right.
Notice a bunch of dead birds somewhere, report it.
Right.
Report it and then be careful in handling any of them. Gloves and so forth. You don't just go pick up dead birds anymore with your hands. All right. We are going to take care of advertisers and stay on track here. Then we will come back and find out whatever else is going on animals in the news right now. We've got Merritt and Beth Clifton here with animals24-7.org. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, get online and do it right now. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Well, I think most of you probably have taking down your Christmas tree. I know my mom always made sure that our Christmas tree was down by New Year's, but maybe you're celebrating the 12 days of Christmas and now it's gone. Anyway, I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And gosh, we are just finishing up with Merritt and Beth Clifton are here from animals24-7.org. Anything else you guys going on that we ought to mention this month? Pardon me?
The Fish and Wildlife Service scheme to shoot 457,000 barred owls.
Oh, I totally forgot about that. But yes, you're right. And I didn't have time to really look at that. I had a wonderful barred owl that came into my farm back in the 90s that I made friends with because I called him in to deal with my pigeon problem. Anyway, so what's going on with barred owls?
To make a long story short, we're hoping that Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk, in their quest to cut government spending, will cut the $131 billion that it's expected to cost to shoot these 450,000 barred owls in the name of protecting spotted owls, which, by the way, doesn't have a hope in hell of really protecting spotted owls in the first place. It's a colossal boondoggle. We've been exposing this for quite some time as it's gathered political momentum, and we're hoping now that with the change of government and the emphasis on cutting things, that this will finally get the axe. It's already been approved to go ahead. It's already approved to start this spring.
Well, and that's because what the barred owls are coming down from the north into this country, and then they say they're taking habitat away from the spotted owl and that sort of thing. And right. So where's all this shooting of barred owls going to happen?
Everywhere. National forests, national parks.
So anywhere in this country they're going to kill them?
Anywhere that's federal government territory. And the really ridiculous thing about it is that the spotted owl only lives in old growth habitat where there are red tree voles. So it's not just old growth habitat. It's old growth habitat where there is this one particular vole species that's all the spotted owl eats. The barred owls are coming into the buffer areas that have been protected around the old growth, and they're eating creeping voles and meadow voles and, you know, quite a few other things. They have a much wider diet. To some extent, they compete with the spotted owls, but mostly they stay out of the old growth. That's not where they find most of their food. That's not where they make most of their nests. So they're really just a scapegoat for the spotted owl declining because too much old growth was logged off way back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. And we know the humans trying to manage all this stuff, we're always too late and it's not very successful. I think the only thing, it's not really related, but could be related, is the fact that I've heard reports this year that we have eradicated the murder hornets. You know, the Asian hornets that came in, and oh, you're laughing about this. Oh, gosh. So I don't know what you have to say. But that's one of the latest reports I just heard this week was, hey, congratulations, Washington State. We've eradicated the Asian murder hornets. And so I was going to say, so maybe if you address things right away, you can deal with it. But did we not eradicate these hornets? Or
we don't know.
Maybe the hornets got smarter than the humans.
We're talking about a small species that tends to live at higher elevations in Japan. It could live at higher elevations here. But chances are pretty good that even if you went looking for a murder hornet, you wouldn't find one. You really have to hunt for them in Japan, let alone here.
So it was
really a panic over a small bug that wasn't
so
really.
So you're kind of taking that with a grain of salt. And so if you see something that looks like a murder hornet, you better report it, because we don't really know, even though they're saying we've eradicated them here. And I guess that just means they haven't found any more hives.
They could live here perfectly harmlessly for 100 years and nobody would notice them unless they happened to raid somebody's honey hive and kill their honeybees. They can do that. Yeah. But there's lots of other things that can do that.
Yeah, well, that's true. All righty then. Gosh, we are out of time, and I sure appreciate your expertise and all that you keep track of, and I hope you will take some time in the new year to take care of yourselves and rest. But you guys seem to be working 24/7, but I appreciate that. So you guys take care, and hi to Henry and Arabella, and I hope everyone will take your example, Beth, and protect themselves when they're caring for their chickens and birds. Now, but what about people that have birds that live in their home with them? You know, caged birds like canaries, parakeets, parrots, that sort of thing. Do you think we have to be concerned about that in any way?
If you bring them outside, I had an umbrella.
Keep them inside. Don't be taking them outside. Okay. All righty. Well, God bless you guys, and I look forward to talking to you the first Sunday of February.
Thank you.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Woohoo. All righty. Not always good news, but great help. And that means it is time to change boats in the middle of the stream, so to speak, and helping all the human animals on the planet. That, of course, would be my beloved spiritual family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. And we are going to solve a very big mystery here on Animal World right now. You didn't know we had a very big mystery, but we did, because our mystery is, where is Sita? Does everybody remember? We know where she is because she's here today. So, and we got a special little surprise for her coming up. And so we're welcoming back to Animal World. Sita Toko is here from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Good morning, Sita.
Good morning, Martha.
Here comes your surprise. Hey, Sita, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you too, Martha.
But you guys got to know, it really, I don't think it's Sita's birthday, but
no.
I told you earlier in the show, it is Paramahansa Yogananda's birthday today. And that's kind of what in our little spiritual family, we say to each other on January 5th. We always say happy birthday. So happy birthday, Sita.
Happy birthday.
Now we got big celebrations going on today at Ananda.
Right now we do. We have just finished up the wonderful birthday service. It was recorded, so if folks want to watch it, they can watch it on our Facebook page or YouTube page. And also, we have the birthday celebration going on right now.
Yep. So you got a big birthday banquet, catered Indian food. Usually, is that what's going on?
Yes, and cake and singing, and it's going to be so much fun.
Well, I really appreciate you taking time away from all of that to join us. And this is a big deal, you know, once a year. I think we're blessed to be able to have you to cover all the events and classes coming up, because so many big ones are starting. But usually everybody's involved with Master's birthday. When I looked at the calendar this month, January 5th is Animal World. It's like, well, it's Master's birthday. Everybody's going to be busy. But we dragged Sita away.
I'm happy to be dragged.
All right. And I think, and Sita said, well, you know, and I've got all kinds of notes to remind myself, and I'll be there unless I see a kitten. So apparently I know that you became a kitty mom relatively recently. So cats have stolen your heart, huh?
Yeah, I've always been part of dog families and always had dogs. And this was the first cat in our lives. And she's amazing. Very different than a dog.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. The difference is, Sita, dogs have masters. Cats have staff. So you don't control cats the way you do dogs. You have to serve your kitty friends. So I assume you're serving your kitty friend well, because she's you're a happy camper with your kitty friend.
Yeah, she's very mellow. She's half Maine Coon, so she's quite large. But she lets us take her for walks on a harness.
How wonderful.
We have too many coyotes in the area. And birds, we don't let her out on her own. And she actually comes when we call her. So we feel pretty lucky by those two things.
Good for you. All right. That's excellent. It is January, New Year 2025, but January is a time where a lot of great classes and stuff start at Ananda. So what's first on our list to talk about?
Oh, let's talk about meditation, since everyone can do it and it's beneficial for everyone. How does that sound?
That sounds good.
Okay. Well, this week there are three ways to tune into meditation. And the first one is a free webinar tomorrow evening. It's on Zoom. It's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And the topic is, why is meditation so effective? So if you have questions about meditation, you can attend that for free. You can also sign up if you can't make it during that time, and you will receive the recording.
Oh, and so how do we do that?
All people have to do is go to the homepage of our website, AnandaWashington.org, and they sign up for the Why is Meditation So Effective free webinar.
Okay. All right. So that's real obvious on the homepage.
It is. And Rima will be leading it. And for people who don't know, he's been meditating and teaching meditation for over half a century. That makes him sound old. Yeah. I'll say over 50 years.
Yeah. Well, over 50 years makes him sound old. I was going to say over 50 years makes him sound old too, but we're the same age, so I guess I better not say that.
Yeah. And it really is about demystifying meditation. I know people think sometimes, do I just sit still and not move my body? Do I try not to have any thoughts? Do I just pay attention to the sounds outside of me? And meditation is so simple once you have the techniques that work. And it's a portable paradise, because no matter what's going on in your life, you can take meditation with you and do it anywhere. You can do the breathing techniques anywhere. I do them in the dentist office chair because I don't like going. So really, there's something for everyone with meditation. And the benefits are scientifically proven. I don't need to go into any of them, but
and that's what the free Zoom is tomorrow evening. Is why does meditation work so well? What's it all about? And you get it from one of our spiritual leaders, Nyaswami Hariman McGilloway, and he's going to be teaching. And 6:30 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, go to AnandaWashington.org, and you'll see it on the homepage.
Well, they need to sign up to get the Zoom link. It won't be streaming from the homepage.
Okay, so you need to go to AnandaWashington.org and sign up for the Zoom class.
Exactly. You'll receive a Zoom link. And if you're unavailable to attend in real time, you will be emailed the recording so you can have the information.
Excellent. Now, you said there were three things, so that was number one.
And then Tuesday evenings for the next 4 weeks is a Learn to Meditate class that is in person at the Ananda Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell, and it's also on Zoom. Which means you can come in person, you can come on Zoom. Some days you can come in person, some days you can come on Zoom. So it's very flexible, and all the classes are recorded.
And that begins this Tuesday?
Yes.
In 4 weeks. Okay, sounds good. What's number three?
On Wednesday, if you're a daytime person, you can join Learn to Meditate at the Blue Lotus Temple, also on Zoom, from 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock p.m.
All right. So you can do it. What's the time on Tuesday?
6:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Okay, so 6:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday. So if you're evenings, you can do 4 weeks Learn to Meditate, or you can do Wednesdays 4 weeks, 1 to 2 p.m. Learn to Meditate.
Exactly.
At the temple or on Zoom. Fantastic. All right. We are going to make Nathan happy here, and so he doesn't squirm in his chair here, and take care of advertisers. Then we will come back and find out what next is on CETA's list of the important classes and events coming up this month. So stay right where you are. More Ananda happening straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor, and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to join me on Talk Cosmos, Sunday, January 5 at 1 p.m., looking at the Capricorn moon phases with kaleidoscope visions. Mars retrogrades out of Leo into nurturing sensitive Cancer, while the lunar nodes of destiny shift into compassionate Pisces and detail fix-it Virgo, shifting personal intentions and action. Come journey with us on Talk Cosmos this Sunday, January 5 at 1 p.m. Pacific Time on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Nathan, I do believe that was the last Jingle Bells and Christmas song we're going to hear from the Jingle Cats. We've milked it as long as we can, the 12 days of Christmas. That happens the 12th day tomorrow, and so we're going to send them back to their kennels and crates for the year until we get to holiday season. Next Thanksgiving, then they'll come back. All righty, you guys. Thank you, Jingle Cats and Mike Spala. Sure, appreciate it. All righty. Let's see. We just got a few minutes left. We are in the middle of a conversation with Sita from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. Good morning again, Sita. What's next on our list?
What's next on our list? How about the art and science of Raja Yoga?
Yes.
How many times have we talked about this class, Martha?
I don't know, a number of times, because it is the biggest and the most popular class that Ananda does. Mm-hmm. And the beginning, that's what got me to Ananda. This is, my friend and I wanted to learn Kriya Yoga. And taking this class, the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, is the first step of doing that through Ananda. So tell us about the art and science of Raja Yoga.
Well, first of all, the good news is there are no prerequisites. It's open to everyone, and it's a comprehensive course that includes hatha yoga postures that are accessible to everyone. meditation. You can be brand new to meditation and attend. You also could never have done a single yoga posture in your life and attend Vedanta or yoga philosophy. And it starts Thursday, January 23rd, and it ends in the beginning of April or the end of March. I can't remember the exact date, but it's
So it's like a 3-month class. So it's a long class.
It is, and it always feels too short because it's so good.
Yeah, and I've taken it twice, but many have taken it more than that. I mean, it is a phenomenal class, and there just is so much information. And like I said, you can be an advanced meditator and do this. You can never have meditated before. You can be an advanced hatha yoga or physical yoga person or not at all. And in fact, the first time that I took it, my friend wasn't interested in the physical yoga part, so we didn't do that part. But I did it the second time I took it, and oh boy, it's just phenomenal. And so when does this class begin?
Thursday, January 23rd.
Thursday, January 23rd. And what time does the class go?
It's 6 p.m. to 9:15 p.m., and you can do it in person at the Ananda Blue Lotus Temple in Bothell. You can also join on Zoom. And again, if you, there's so many options. You could come when it's colder and darker in the evening on Zoom and then come in person once the days get longer. So there's a lot of options to make it practical.
We didn't have that flexibility when I took these classes. There wasn't a Zoom option. And I can remember just dragging myself there one evening, because I think our class started at 6 or 6:30. And I just thought there was no way I could get through the hatha yoga, the physical yoga, and then, you know, be awake for the rest of the classes and stuff. But so I drug myself in, and by golly, I was just totally shocked, Sita. After that, the first hour of the hatha yoga, I had so much energy. I felt so great. It was like, wow, this yoga is amazing.
That's the thing. If you do yoga the way it's led here, and I'm sure in many other places, you don't feel tired like you just ran a marathon. You feel energized and uplifted. And
yeah,
there's no sense of having worked hard, even though when you tune into what you did, because it's the way it's done here. It's not done as calisthenics. It's done as we move the body, put it into certain positions, ultimately to affect the mind, to uplift it, to increase our concentration, peace of mind, calmness. And then we get all the physical benefits sort of as a bonus.
Yep. Yeah, I'm blown away. I mean, how rejuvenating and energizing it can be. So, but now there's even another option. I mean, if that had, you know, it was me again, and I just didn't have the energy to go to the temple, I can just do it on Zoom.
Oh, I'm like, what's the other option? You know, something I don't know. I understand, in person or Zoom.
Right. All right. So that's the art and science of Maraja Yoga. Begins Thursday, January 23rd. And I trust we can sign up at anandawashington.org, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay. Do we have anything else to talk about?
Well, I would just say in general, Ananda is open to everyone. And we have drop-in yoga classes in our wonderful yoga hall. And first class is always free, so you can check it out and see if it's for you. And we also have meditations that folks can drop into for free at the temple during your lunch hour, perhaps. I will say they are from 12:30 to 1 o'clock now, but we are going to be switching them back to noon. So please do check the website if that appeals to you to see if we switched it or not.
Yeah, because we talked about, they've got some great meditation classes coming up, and a free Zoom tomorrow, let's see, the free you know, why is meditate? Tell us about tomorrow evening again.
Sure. So tomorrow evening is a free, I don't want to call it a class. It's an offering, I'll say, where you tune into answering the question, why is meditation so effective? And just to kind of give us something to hang our hats on, if you're in a bad mood or you're angry and somebody tells you to calm down, does it work? Can you think your way out of sadness or a bad mood? No. It's hard to use the mind to affect the mind. But when we use the techniques of meditation, such as working with the breath, focusing in a certain way, these techniques affect our mind in ways that we couldn't do just by saying, okay, I'm not sad anymore, because we know that doesn't work. So delving into why is meditation so effective? How does that work? Answering questions, what is meditation?
And it's not, this isn't in person, it's on Zoom only, is that correct?
It's on Zoom only, so folks need to go to the Ananda Washington website, anandawashington.org, sign up for the free course, it just asks for your email address. You will receive right away an auto response with the Zoom link. You can attend via Zoom tomorrow evening starting at 6:30. And if it doesn't work for you to attend in real time, because we have the email address, you will receive the recording.
Excellent. Excellent. So that's a free offering tomorrow evening, but on Zoom only. So go to anandawashington.org and sign up for the Zoom offering on Monday evening. And then Tuesday evening and Wednesday daytime will be when the Learn to Meditate classes will happen for 4 weeks. And then, of course, we've got the Art and Science of Raja Yoga, the biggest and most popular class of the year, begins January 23rd. Gosh, what a popular, and I think it has really made a difference, hasn't it, Sita, that the class is in person or on Zoom? Because I think now for this most popular class, you get people joining from all over the world now because they can do it on Zoom, right?
We do. And the other beautiful thing is the retention for people is longer as well. You know, you have a business trip, you're sick, your kids are sick. You can still join online, and they're also recorded. So, you know, usually when you miss out on a class or two, you sort of lose your inspiration and kind of just fade away. So this really helps folks on that.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All righty. Well, it sounds like we have covered all the bases, and I'm assuming that you're going to go join the wonderful birthday banquet as soon as we're done. And because it's already started, hasn't it?
Yeah. I'll let everyone get their food and wait in line, and then I can just breeze right in and get my food.
Yeah, we want you to get there and be sure you get some food before they scarf it all up. But anyway, say happy birthday to everybody for me, Sita, and thank you for taking time out of Master's birthday to spend time with us here on Animal World. And
thank you for remembering, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes the charm, Martha.
Well, we solved the mystery. Where is Sita? Well, she's right here where she's supposed to be on Animal World. And so I was going to say I'll talk to you again the first Sunday of February, but probably not. It'll probably be somebody else. But we will talk to Ananda again the second Sunday of February.
Sounds great, Martha.
All righty, God bless. Happy birthday. Say hi to all.
Bye-bye.
Woohoo. All righty. We finally found Sita. That worked out very well. And I didn't have a chance to tell you that in this hour we heard from all our great advertisers, NuPro Supplements, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O.com. Check out all their great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. And if you can't find them at the store, you can find them all on Amazon. Natasha Venter, our medium, communicator, personal awareness coach. She does feng shui and astrology. She is available available for to and doing her podcasts at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. You can access that through her YouTube channel, which is Natasha Venter, IC for intuitive clarification, on 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. Her website is intuitiveclarifications.com. And then, of course, remember Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen will be here next week for our healing show. And remember, Jude Ponton is available taking new clients, but also did the wonderful sound attunement for the New Year's, and you can find that on Facebook. All righty then, I guess that covers all the bases, Nathan. And you're going to put the jingle cats and dogs to bed and save current events for us. But we've milked it as long as we can, and we'll be back to our regular music stuff next week. Anyway, thank you, Nathan. And as always, I leave you with animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family, and please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.